Brampton pushes Stellantis to reopen factory. The Brampton assembly plant, once a hub for Dodge Charger and Challenger production, has been idle since December 2023, leaving around 3,000 unionized auto workers in limbo. The plant's closure was a result of Stellantis' decision to shift production of the next-generation Jeep Compass to Belvidere, Illinois, due to tariffs implemented by the Trump administration on imported vehicles. With no product to build and no future plans announced, the factory's fate remains uncertain. However, the local government is taking steps to pressure Stellantis into reviving the plant and creating jobs for its employees. The Brampton City Council recently voted unanimously to rezone the land on which the Brampton Assembly Plant sits, designating it solely for vehicle production and related manufacturing. This change in zoning aims to incentivize Stellantis to bring a new vehicle to the factory, ensuring that the plant remains operational and provides employment opportunities for its workers. The decision to rezone the land was met with support from local officials, including Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown, who stated that if Stellantis thinks they can go and build condos there, they can fly a kite. This is for auto jobs. The mayor's comments highlight the importance of preserving the plant as an automotive manufacturing site, rather than allowing it to be repurposed for other uses. The retooling of the factory over the next 2 years was initially intended to prepare it for production of the next-generation Jeep Compass. However, in February 2025, all work at Brampton was halted due to a lack of product and future plans. This pause has left workers without a clear direction or sense of security. The shift in production from the Brampton factory to Belvidere, Illinois, was a result of tariffs implemented by the Trump administration on imported vehicles. The new compact SUV is now expected to begin production at Belvidere until late 2027, further exacerbating the uncertainty surrounding the Brampton plant. Stellantis has repeatedly stated that it has plans for the Brampton factory, but no official announcements have been made. This lack of clarity has led to concerns among unionized auto workers, who are eager to know their future and the potential opportunities available. The change in zoning is seen as a positive step by Vito Beato, the president of Unifor Local 1285, who argues that it protects the plant and gives its workers hope that Stellantis will step up and commit to a new vehicle at Brampton. The history of the plant is generational, according to Beato, making this issue personal for the union. A Stellantis spokesperson has stated that protecting good manufacturing jobs remains a top priority and promised, "We are actively evaluating future product opportunities for the facility to ensure that any potential investment is sustainable and supports a long-term commitment to our employees, suppliers, and the broader community." This statement highlights Stellantis' commitment to preserving the plant as an automotive manufacturing site. The fate of the Brampton assembly plant remains uncertain, but the local government's efforts to pressure Stellantis into reviving the factory are a positive step towards addressing the concerns of unionized auto workers. The company's commitment to preserving the plant will be crucial in determining its future and ensuring that jobs are preserved for its employees.